Good morning. Well, praise the Lord. I'm here to bring the daily inspiration. I trust that you will give God all the glory and the praise and the honor. And let us pray and ask God's grace to be upon us, upon my lips. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning I pray for wisdom. I pray for guidance and direction. As we read through 2 Timothy, I pray, dear God, that you would illuminate Scripture and that you would grant me the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to speak words of wisdom, to speak truth, to speak life. And now, Lord, this morning, I do commit this lesson to you. And trust, dear Heavenly Father, that you will have your way, and that the name of Jesus can be exalted and glorified. And Father, this morning I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my tongue and my lips, that I may speak the truth in love. In the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. All right, this morning, be loyal to the faith is the title for part of this lesson this morning. And we're reading in 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast to the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Paul is a man of faith, and he's exhorting Timothy here, and not only Timothy, but all of us, to hold fast the pattern of sound words. As he's saying, those things that you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. You know, I don't think that Paul knew that he was... when he wrote these words, that he was writing the New Testament. But it is the New Testament. It is words of wisdom from God. And these words were divinely inspired by God himself. That good thing which is committed to you. You know, every good thing. We go to church and we hear good things. And we hear the Bible, we hear the Word of God preached. And regardless of how dead the church is, there are some good things forth, I believe. So let us commit those good things to our hearts. Let us, grab a hold of those good things for out of the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is true. The Word of God is holy. There are many inspirations in the Word of God. There are many exhortations. Let us read the Word of God. How good, how much are you reading the Word of God? Do you read it every day? It's so important for us to read the Word of God every day. You know, what do we do? If I could quickly come up with an illustration here this morning. What does a farmer do? If he wants to have a good dairy, if he wants to have cows that produce lots of milk, does he just go out and buy a good herd of cows and then just... he milks them every morning and evening, and he feeds them. But what else does he do? Does he study his cows? Does he study books? I mean, how many farmers do we have that do not get the Lancaster farming? And maybe many other farming magazines and and things. You know, these people do not just simply, these farmers, these successful farmers, I should say, they do not just simply buy a good herd of cows and expect them to produce forevermore. They will watch out for disease. They will call the veterinarian if necessary, and they will do many things to make this herd of cows productive. They will do everything. They will spend a lot of time in the cow barn, and they will spend a lot of time in books and instruction manuals and so forth. They will spend a lot of time. You know, how many times do you get to a farm and it's raining outside, and you go and you find the farmer in the cow barn? I don't know what he's doing, but he's out there in the cow barn, and he's busy trying to make his cows produce more milk and whatever it may be. But he's out there, and he's faithful. And so the good things which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So we have many good things that are taught to us from the Bible. And if we want to be, if we want to live for God, the same as a dairy farmer lives for his cows, if we want to live for God, we will spend time in the Word of God. We will read the Word of God. We will study it. We will find out what is God's heart. What does God have to say about this? What does God have to say about that? We will spend much time in the Word of God, and the Word of God. If we do that, then the Word of God becomes a part of us. We will know the Bible from one end to the other. And when the gainsayers come up to us and try to say, it's not that way, then we know exactly where to go in the Bible to counteract that and to convince the gainsayers and to bring him to a place of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, spend much time in the Word of God. Every morning, get up in time to spend time in the Word of God. Keep that which you have, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. You know, if we just haphazardly go through this life and we don't study to show ourselves approved unto God, and we don't study to convince the gainsayer, we don't study to preach the gospel to the lost and dying world around us, then we will very likely, you know, fall away. We will very likely turn to the world, because the world always has that glamorous stuff out there, that glitz, that they're just out there. Excited about the things of this world. They're excited about money, and they're excited about this and that. But if we keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, we can get excited about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can get excited about preaching the gospel. We can get excited about seeing someone turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and have his life changed by the power of the Spirit. We can get excited about that. And, you know, that's much more than the world has, because everything that the world has to offer is things that will pass away, things that will not last for eternity. It will just pass away with the using. And, you know, we might enjoy it today, but tomorrow it's gone. It's empty. It's completely empty. And so, keep that good thing which was committed to you. Put forth all diligence in the Word of God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me. You know, not everyone that starts in the Lord Jesus will continue. But it's our job to teach and exhort and to convince the gainsayers. And then he names Phygellus and Hermogenes, and he says those have turned away from him. And then he goes on, and he's in verse 16, he says, the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me. You know, here was Paul in prison, and Onesiphorus often came to him, and he refreshed him. Maybe he brought him something to drink. Maybe he brought him some food. But most of all, I believe he refreshed him in the Lord Jesus. And he was not ashamed of my chain, it says. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me in Ephesus. So here we have another example of how that if we are in Christ Jesus, then we should be putting forth much effort to minister to others and to preach the gospel and to share the good news. So, okay, well, I believe my time is up. And may God be with you, and trust that we can share together again tomorrow morning. God bless you, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he says, all these things will be added unto you.